Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Fan Hotline, that is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On that hotline is where we find the one and only Ray Fittipaldo from the Post-Gazette, who is brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Ray, if you are a little bit confused, Pony lost a show bet. He lost our NFL picks for the 2024 season, and I won, so I got to choose the punishment, and that was for us to switch roles for a day. Pony gets to see what it's like behind the glass doing the tedious producer work for 4 hours at a time. So that is why I am the one talking to you right now. Chris is still here in the exact same spot. He lucked out by being in the middle.
Got the easiest job in the world, Ray.
Pony, I was going to tell you and Chris it's the best show of the year by far.
Oh!
By
far.
That's not what you told me off the air, Ray.
Wow!
I'm trying to butter all you guys up.
Ray, we were just talking about wide receiver trades a moment ago. Sports Illustrated suggested the Steelers trading a 7th-round pick to Jacksonville for Tim Patrick. Does that tickle your fancy at all?
Well, I mean, Jacksonville's still pretty – I mean, they're still in it. I mean, I don't know. The vibe I get from being down the Steelers the last couple of days is – you know, Austin's probably going to miss some time, but it's not going to be for any lengthy period. And the other vibe I got was like they're having a hard enough time feeding Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth and everyone else. And I just think adding another guy to the mix, even if Austin is out for a couple of games, I just think it would complicate things, especially if it's just another guy. And you know, I mean, Patrick at this point of his career, pretty much anyone you're going to get for a late-round pick is going to be just another guy.
Ray, what does it say, though, about, I mean, the fact that, granted, it's an article being written that's one trade for every team and so forth, so that's the theme, but yeah. If Roman Wilson had shown them anything such to get himself on the field, they probably would have suggested a different trade for the Steelers. I just can't help but see a story like that and immediately have my thoughts go back to last year's 3rd-round pick and how obvious it is that they just do not trust him.
Yeah, we got a chance to talk to receivers coach Zach Azani this week, and we actually got a chance to talk to all the position coaches. So, you know, just from talking to him, I kind of get the read that they're still trying to figure out his role and where he fits best. And you know, I think I said this on the morning show yesterday. They know Scotty Miller can play all three positions. They trust him. The coaches trust him. Aaron Rodgers trusts him. Ben Skowronek is their best blocking receiver, and he's got the trust of Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not saying that Roman Wilson doesn't have the trust yet, but I just don't think he's veteran enough yet to sort of have that that connection yet with the quarterback or the coaches. So it's unfortunate. It doesn't look great for their drafting, but I'm not going to give up on Roman Wilson. I think he'll eventually find his niche here, but I don't think it's going to be very soon with Calvin Austin. I honestly think you're going to see Skowronek and Miller and the tight ends more than you see Roman Wilson.
I mean, I feel like when they drafted Wilson, it was one of the typical, like, we love the guy's football IQ and such. Like, he's not a huge guy, not necessarily the massive physical tools, but we love the guy's, like, football instinct. I mean, if you're not getting on the field, that tells me you don't have a great football IQ.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sort of going off on a tangent here, but one of the issues I have with the NFL and its IR rules is, like, Roman Wilson didn't get to practice almost at all as a rookie. And you're seeing the same thing this year with Dante Kent and Will Howard, if they keep them on the shelf all year. I don't think people realize or appreciate what that does to a player. And I understand why the Steelers did it last year. He wasn't in position to help them, so they kept him on IR. But not being on the practice field, he was with the team, but not being with the team in the sense that everyone else is, I think that sets you back a little bit. And Mike Tomlin always gives Calvin Austin as an example. Calvin Austin went through the exact same thing. He came out really good on the other side. Now it's up to Roman Wilson to keep his head down, come out on the other side just like Calvin Austin did.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, then I'll go back to Freiermuth specifically, because given the contract and everything else, and I know they brought Jonnu Smith in via trade, and I know that they were very high on him, but the sheer lack of even – it's one thing to have Jonnu Smith's numbers where they're practically using him like a glorified running back with his yards per catch being like 5. They've targeted Pat Freiermuth 10 times in 4 games, Ray. That's like DEFCON 1 for a guy that I think we all assumed would be their de facto second-best pass catcher.
Yeah, and, I mean, you didn't even mention the most important part. They had to go to their jumbo personnel with Darnell Washington and Spencer Anderson to get the run game going. That's why those guys didn't play all that much. So it just seems like they can't really run out of their basic 12-personnel formation, which I think they thought they were going to be able to do, and they had to make that adjustment 4 games into the season. And, you know, I asked Pat Meyer about that the other day when we got a chance to talk to him. Is that jumbo package, can that be a staple for the offense, or is that something you just break out from time to time? And he basically said they saw a weakness in the Vikings defense, and they wanted to take advantage of that, and they did, so credit to them. But I also get the feeling if they see other mismatches or other weaknesses on other defenses that they're not going to be shy about going back to that package. And I don't know what that means for Jonnu Smith or for Freiermuth especially. I mean, Jonnu Smith, they brought him in here basically on a 1-year deal. That is what it is. Pat Freiermuth, you invested a lot of money in this guy. He's homegrown. He's a second-round pick. to me, they got to find a way to get him going, and that should be most important to them during the bye week. They showed an urgency to do that with DK Metcalf before the Vikings game. Now I think they need to show an urgency and do that before the Browns game with Pat.
Ray, do we start to see more of a 50-50 split between Gainwell and Warren when he comes back after the big game from Kenny G?
Yeah, I get a feeling that's going to be more game to game. Like, if both are healthy, like, I don't think Caleb Johnson's going to be involved. So, if both are healthy, you know Gainwell's going to be in there on third downs no matter what. But I think, you know, they still like Jalen Warren. I think he's actually going to be okay for the Browns game. I don't get the sense that that's a longer term type of an injury. So that's the good news. I think they're really solid at running back with those two guys. And I think if you can get them into a really good rotation, there's no reason you can't be over 100 yards every game. Now, it might be like 60 and 40 or 50 and 50. But, you know, if they ran the way they did against the Vikings, whatever personnel packages you have to do it with, I think both those guys are capable of carrying the load.
Ray, this is not as much of a nuts and bolts question, so I'm asking you to project maybe a little bit or infer, having been around so many of these people for so many years covering this team. We all know what's going on with the Ravens right now. We all know what's already happened to the Bengals with Burrow, and the Browns, I think, even with a great defense, no one's going to take all that seriously. But specifically, the situation Baltimore finds itself in record-wise, injury-wise, specifically to Lamar Jackson, that injury, do you get the sense that Mike Tomlin is aware of the opportunity that is now in front of his team, especially if Baltimore, say, goes into their bye 1-5 and the Steelers merely handle their business and come out 5-1?
I don't think Mike ever looks that far ahead. No, I'm not telling you he doesn't. He's not aware of what's going on in the division. They're all aware of what's happening. But I would bet more so than him thinking about the Ravens being 5-1. I think he knows deep down how good of a coach John Harbaugh is. And I think even with Lamar Jackson probably being out until after their bye, I think the Steelers probably know they're going to find a way to turn it around and not get in that desperate situation where they are 1-5. So that's kind of the vibe I get. I just think there's a lot of respect there between Mike and John, and, you know, from organization to organization as well. There's a lot of ties there. You know, Andy Weidel worked there. Now he's with the Steelers. So there's a mutual respect there. And just from my own personal perspective, I would be shocked, even though they got Cooper Rush, I would be shocked over the next two games that they're not at least 2-4. And depending on what the Steelers do, still in decent shape, knowing that the back half of their schedule is going to lighten up while the back half of the Steelers' schedule is going to get much more difficult.
Ray Fittipaldo, check him out. Steelers reporter from the Post-Gazette. Thank you, Ray.
All right, thanks, guys. See you.
Fan Twitter, you can follow us there. That is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Coming up, 5 minutes left to vote for TRT, Total Request Thursday. You can find that on my Twitter page. 5 minutes left. Now 4 minutes left.
Participate. Participate in the democratic process, people.
And I got to tell you, folks, it is a close one. This one will come down to the wire. That is just a few minutes away. Next on Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.